From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Mourning and shock continue over a deadly attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas. Police there say an ambush Thursday killed five officers and wounded seven others during a protest and was a well-planned attack carried out by several people. One suspect, who was killed in a confrontation with police, is a former U.S. Army reservist, Micah Xavier Johnson. The 25-year-old from Mesquite, Texas, was killed by police with a robot-delivered bomb. David Brown is Dallas's police chief.
He said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. The suspect stated he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers.
Three other people who have not been identified are also detained in connection with the attack. City officials have labeled the killings an ambush. They happened toward the end of a demonstration against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana earlier this week. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch offered her condolences Friday for the deaths of five officers in Dallas and the victims of fatal police shootings. Lynch acknowledged many across the country feel a sense of hopelessness, but violence is not the answer.
Rather, the answer, our answer, all our answer, must be action. Calm, peaceful, collaborative, and determined action.
The Department of Justice has opened a civil rights investigation into the shooting in Louisiana where Alton Sterling was fatally shot during a confrontation with two white police officers. The DOJ is providing assistance to law enforcement in Minnesota, where another black man was killed by police.